Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here's your host, Dr. Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director of CEF of Illinois.
Thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations. Today in our radio program, we have two special guests who are serving as CEF summer missionaries all summer long at our camp ministry at Camp Good News in Washington, Illinois. We have Joe Shunk, who is serving as a senior counselor, and we also have Sarah Westbrook, who is also serving out at camp, and I think she's one of the camp cooks and does all kinds of stuff to make everyone like, yeah, this is great, so and make camp so exciting. So, Sarah, Joe, so glad to have you on the program today.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yes, it's my pleasure.
Oh, wonderful. So, you know, I'm just so glad that you guys are able to come, and I think this is the first time you guys ever been on the radio before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how you feeling?
A little nervous.
Oh, that's okay. So, you know, one of the things that I first always ask my guests when they come to the program, and I'm just so thankful that you were able to be here. I came and picked you up from camp to bring you here, and I'll bring you back. So I'm giving you like, maybe this is your break time or something. I don't know. But I always ask my guests is, first of all, just share a little bit about, you know, how your testimony, your salvation testimony. I'd just love to hear how God worked in your life and brought you to himself. And then also just how you ended up at camp and serving all summer long and being with kids all summer and why you even wanted to do that. So, Sarah, how about if we start with, you know, ladies first, you know?
So, I grew up in a Christian household and, like, I was, like, saved from a young age, but my faith hadn't been mine. Like, I had just, you know, grown up in the church and I believed what my parents believed. And then, you know, having no roots to my faith, when I came upon trials, my faith kind of crumbled. And then I started going to Peoria Christian School, and I feel like the beginning of junior year is the year that I really made my faith my own. You know, I was, like, really questioning, like, why I believe what I believed. And, you know, my faith became my own, and I, like, fell in love with Jesus. And so, like, I really gained that, like, passion for Christ.
So. Oh, that's awesome. Well, my boys also go to Peoria Christian School, so I guess we'll give them a little plug here, too. And I think Joe's kind of connected to PCS as well a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I went there.
Yeah, you went there, too.
It's a great school.
Awesome. So then you got reconnected to the Lord and why you believe what you believe. Then, so then how did Camp Good News come on your radar, or has that been on your radar for a long time?
Yeah, so my mom actually went there when she was little, and, like, when I was really young, Bethany Community Church did their, like, vacation Bible camp there. Mm-hmm. And so I had, like, grown up at camp. Like, I wasn't a camper, but I had grown up at camp. And then I started camping when I hit second grade. And then as soon as I was old enough to work, I became a CIT, which is a SALT now. But
counselor in training.
Yeah, counselor in training. Mm-hmm. And then I've been working there ever since. So.
And so you told me on the way over here it's 8 years. Is that correct?
Yep. Okay. Give or take.
But right now, your job this summer, you're serving in the kitchen, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm the kitchen coordinator.
Okay. So you're in charge of the whole thing.
I'm in charge of the whole thing.
Oh, wonderful. Do you actually cook the meals as well?
I do. Okay. Yeah, there's only two cooks, and one of them is me.
So. Okay. Well, thank you. Thanks for all that you do.
Oh, so, thank you.
Well, Joe, what about you? So could you just share a little bit about your testimony? And, you know, I know you got a lot of things in there, but then also your connection as well with camp.
So from a very young age, my parents have always been super supporting of me and everything that I've done with my faith. My mom has been a great person to lean on, and my dad has been a really great role model all of my life. Sort of in a similar situation as Sarah here, where my faith wasn't my own until, like, high school, when I, you know, I was bullied for being a Christian where I went for grade school.
Okay, public school before,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But when I went to Peoria Christian, I knew I could share Jesus and talk about Jesus and not be, you know, reprimanded or bullied for it. And I think that was a really strong point of growing in my faith, where I felt like I wasn't going to be attacked for trying to grow in my faith.
Okay.
And it wasn't really my own until about junior year. But before then, my grandmother had passed away, and I didn't exactly know how to cope with that because, again, I knew Jesus existed, and I knew I called myself a Christian, but I didn't exactly know how to act upon it or to pray, really. And junior year, I knocked myself out on my driveway by falling on the ice, and I thought I was going to die. And in that moment, I was like, oh boy, this could be it. And it took that like little kick of I could die at any point to realize I don't have time to be wasting. Mm. I need to be serving Jesus in everything that I do. Mm-hmm. And every action that I take has to be beneficial to the Lord, because one day I'll run out of time, but not in like a dark negative way, but like the time is a gift.
Yes.
From God. And I just want to spend it wisely. So it really took that. And from there, I took that lesson of time being a gift, and I started using my time well for God and making my faith my own through that.
Okay. That's awesome. I just loved hearing these stories, how God just, you know, we were going along this way, and it's like God put a big shepherd crook in his arm around us and pulled us back to himself. So that's, I love hearing those stories. But then how did you get connected to Camp Good News? I mean, this is your first year, right?
It is my first year.
Okay, that's what I thought.
So I had my friend Aiden over. I was having a small little get-together with Aiden, Aiden's brother, and a few other friends.
Oh, yes.
Noel, another guy who works at camp, and I was talking to them, and I was like, what are you guys doing this summer? Like, I know you guys are, like, busy pretty much the whole time, and they're like, we're working at camp. And I was like, ooh, that sounds pretty fun. And I tried weaseling my way into the conversation, like, how do I work at camp? You know, without asking, because I want to be cool.
But did you know about Camp Good News?
I knew about it, but I didn't know it was here. I thought it was, like, out of state.
Oh, okay.
I knew very little about it. And Aiden was like, hey, just talk to Mark. I'm sure he can help you with that process. I texted Mark, and within the week, I was talking to Mark at the camp about camp. And then the day after the interview, he was like, you got the job. And I was like, this is a dream come true. I can't wait for this opportunity to serve the Lord. And so far, it's been a really, really enriching experience for my faith and my walk with Christ and helping kids who might not have ever heard the story of Christ, learn about him. It's really a beautiful thing to watch.
I love hearing that, how God just put that opportunity to serve on your heart. So let's talk about that a little bit, Sarah. I mean, there's some people out there, maybe like Joe, that they've heard about Camp Good News and maybe not. So could you just kind of walk us through, Sarah, just quick, what does a day look like at Camp Good News for the staff? And then maybe Joe could tell us what day looks like for a camper. So from a staff perspective, what's camp like?
So again, depending on your role, we have a lot of miscellaneous staff. We usually wake up pretty early, either to like do meds or cook the meals or like make coffees in the morning. And so we're usually up pretty early for that. We make breakfast, serve breakfast, clean up breakfast. then we get to do like cabin cleanup checks, which I usually get to do. And that's like one of my favorite parts of the day. I'm not sure why, but I just love it.
Okay.
And there's like a skills time. And so like staff will help with that and lead like a skill, like bracelet making or...
Oh, at the craft cabin.
Yeah, the craft cabin, like bracelet making, or there's like the escape room, and there's just a bunch of cool like activities that like counselors will lead that like they're really good at. And after that is OMC, which stands for Organized Mass Chaos, which is like an all camp game. And so we get to help with that. And honestly, again, that's like one of my favorite parts of the day, because that's like one of the times I get to interact with campers, and it's so much fun.
Just get out there and just play with the kids.
Yeah, so then it's lunch. After lunch, the camp staff, miscellaneous staff, actually gets to swim. Like, we have a designated swim time just for us.
Okay.
And it is so much fun. I love the miscellaneous staff. Like, we have so much fun together. We do so many cool activities, like, with just the staff. And, like, honestly, the staff is, like, the best part of camp.
Okay.
And so we get our swim time, and then we get a pretty long break between lunch and dinner. And then we make dinner, and then after that is free time, which we'll help with, too, and then chapel. And then we have, like, kind of a meeting. We kind of hang out a little bit after that, and then we go to bed.
Wow. It's like a packed day. It's like, you know, from the morning till night. Mm-hmm. So really, Joe and Sarah, you guys kind of represent two different types of staff. You're more the activity, you know, the, like you said, the miscellaneous staff that help out to make the camp run.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think, Joe, you're actually with the campers. So just share with us a little bit about that.
So the campers surprisingly do not like waking up in the morning. So it starts with our lovely voices saying, get out of bed, please. It's time to get up. And then, you know, they brush their teeth. They all get ready. And we head down to the flagpole to do like a silly song with some of the other staff. Like, whether it's just like the I said a boom chicka boom song or whatever, like stuff like that. It's just really funny just to watch the kids like do the motions and like laugh with each other, and then we say a prayer, then we head down by cabin to have breakfast in the mess hall or the cafeteria prepared by Sarah, and then from there we have cabin devos, which is the time for our campers to grow on their personal walks with God. If they have any questions, like they can ask the counselors, or if they need help reading, again, ask the counselors. It's really, really cool getting to watch campers explore Christ. It's a really beautiful thing to watch. Mm-hmm. And from there, we have cabin cleanup. That happens. and from there, we go to organized mass chaos. I think my favorite game to play with the campers is probably Counselor Hunt, where all the campers wait in the chapel for like 5 minutes, and the counselors all go out and hide.
Yeah.
Me and another counselor named Jace, we will go to this place called Hammock Village, where we just chill on the hammocks and we just wait for the kids to walk up to us, but we won't give them our signature for the counselor hunt until they can answer our riddles, which I think is a lot of fun, because it's not just hide and seek. They have to answer riddles, which I think is a really fun experience for
them.
They
have to work for it.
Yeah, they have to work for it. And then by that time, everyone's pretty hungry, so it's like lunchtime, and then we have cabin activities like a zip line, giant swing, crate stacking, which is like when the kids are tied up to like a rappel thing, and they like put crates under their feet, and they only get so high before they fall, but they're safe.
Oh, yeah. See how high they can go before they fall off. Right.
It's always a fun one to watch.
Well, I tell you what, the camp just seems like it's a packed activity. And that also reminds me that, this is a packed program, and like our time is just like flying. Let me just ask a real quick question. So have you seen God at work in you and through you? If you just had just like 30 seconds, how would you say that, you've seen God at work in your life through this opportunity to serve at Camp Gnu's, and how have you seen God work through you as well?
Well, camp really is such a spiritual high, especially the community of people there. Like at Puri Christian, everyone's a Christian, but like some people are just there because their parents make them be there. Mm-hmm. But at camp, everyone wants to be there and everyone wants to serve the Lord. And so it really is such an encouraging community of people coming alongside you and encouraging you and just like helping you through things. And it's such an amazing like accountability.
So it's that group like discipleship, mm-hmm. you're doing this together. So that's great. What about you? Have you seen God maybe work through you?
I've seen God, I've had campers ask questions that ordinarily I don't know if I'd be prepared to answer, but I feel like in the moment God has worked through me to answer those questions in a godly way, in a more educated way than if I was on my own answering these questions. I probably wouldn't have given as good of an answer. I had a camper give their life to Christ the other week, and I think that was a beautiful thing to watch.
That's wonderful. Truly was. That's wonderful. So if there's someone out there, and maybe, we have a listening audience, and maybe they're even your age or high school, college age or beyond, and, we're always looking for counselors and camp staff. What would you say is the reason why you would challenge them to serve at Camp Gnu's this maybe next summer? What would you say, Sarah?
Well, it really is so amazing just to spend the summer. It really is. It's work. But it really is so much fun to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we may not get to do, all the, camper activities, but, again, the people are so incredible. It is so much fun to work there. You do get paid.
It is a job.
It is a job. You get paid.
But it's serving Jesus, you know?
It's serving Jesus. And so you, you get money, but, you really are serving the Lord. And it's amazing to, watch these campers grow and how many lives have been changed by camp. And it's just really so incredible. And the people... just amazing.
And what's your favorite part about camp? Of everything you can think of, what is your favorite part? Why you would say, hey, you guys need to do this next summer? What would you say your favorite part is?
Seeing kids look to you and smile and just be happy. And I don't know any of their home personal situations, but I just knowing that what I'm doing is making a difference in these kids' lives is all the satisfaction that I need to work here.
Mm, amen. Well, thank you, Joe and Sarah, for what you're doing. And there, I think there's 20, 30 of you serving out at camp. And you're about halfway through the summer, I think, or maybe a little bit more than half. You still got about 2 or 3 more weeks to go.
Mm-hmm.
But camp does change life. I remember Mark always say that camp changes lives. And camp not only changes the campers' lives, but it changed your guys' mm-hmm. life as well that are ministering to these children. So thank you again for doing what you're doing. And to our listening audience, I just encourage you to pray for the ministry at Camp Gnu's and pray for the summer staff as they pour out to the kids this summer and point them to Jesus. Thanks again, and we hope you join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. I don't want to forget, so please tell me again.